So you're about to hear a flashback, but the time that it's being recorded is March 13th, 2025. That's the current date if you're listening to it on the Thursday evening show of that date. But we're going back to May 27th, 2004, which covers a fairly long interview with the Americans for Safe Access speaker and attorney Joe Elford about a week before, a week before the show was done. Much of the show also has street interviews, which give you a sense of the time. And this was all about the time when medical marijuana, because of Proposition 215, had been accepted. Well, we were struggling to get law authorities to stop harassing people around it, both in Santa Cruz and elsewhere. But as far as the actual law in the books went, it was legal for almost any medical purpose. You had to get a doctor's recommendation, which could cost you. And then later, after the passage of SB 420 and state legislation, you had to get some kind of medical marijuana card from your, well, at least in Santa Cruz County you did, or it behooved you to do that, or a lot of people were pressured, coaxed, or hoodwinked into doing it. Anyway, it's all about money, and it was all about the use of marijuana to harass poor people when and if police officers chose to do that. So anyway, you'll get to hear numerous instances of contacts with police that I interviewed on the streets, and I'll just leave it at that and let you bathe in our current, our standard, our usual everlasting introductory song.
I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you. Sing me of wars and sing me of breadlines. Tell me of front page news. Sing me of strikes and last minute headlines. Dress your observation in syncopation. Sing me a song with social significance. There's nothing else that will do. It must get hot with what is what, or I won't love you.
And as a kind of special bonus and a salute to the contemporary courage of one activist who's, well, one among many, Mahmoud Khalil, guy who was selected, it looks like, as a sort of warning to those who are publicly opposing and raging about the genocide being done by the Israeli government in Gaza and supported by the U.S. government and the current Trump regime, in spite of its so-called peace facades. I'll let David Rovics explain it. He does it a little bit verbally and then a little bit in song, and I think you'll get the idea. And then we'll roll into the flashback back to May 27th, 2004.
Mahmoud Khalil, was born a refugee. Last December, he got a master's degree. He was a student at Columbia. When the war began, to be expelled and deported had not been the plan. But sometimes you have to step up, and that's what he did. His training started early as a little kid. Growing up in Syria, in a slice of Palestine, exiled by 1949. Mahmoud Khalil spoke oftentimes before the press who came to cover this protest against the war. The tents which got exactly the attention that they sought, to speak out against the destruction our country's policies have wrought. As the bombs kept falling on the children down below, some people had to do something, and the place where they could go was the protest camp. Where people went, and that's where you could find him, with the backdrop of tents. Mahmoud Khalil was at home with his pregnant wife when one day came the visit that would change his life. Trump said he'd deport them, and now he's following through. ICE agents came and got him, as they were sent to do, with no uniforms or warrants, just an order for a raid. A week into Israel's complete blockade, they say he supports the resistance, though nothing can be found aside from horror at the buildings in Gaza collapsing to the ground. Mahmoud Khalil in detention, they're not saying where. For evidence against him, they've not a tweet to share. ICE agents on the campus, what's next nobody knows, with an administration happy whichever way it goes. And silence from the Congress, except for one or two. The leadership apparently thinks it's a fine thing to do to suspend the rule of law in defense of genocide. The future possibilities are open wide. Mahmoud Khalil.